We hope today's edition of The Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray,
Well, good morning. I thought I had all the buttons turned and the thingamajigs done, but I left one thing undone, which means you couldn't hear me out there, Chasten. This is the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Neva Pyatt, sitting in for Monica today, and we have Miss Tina Dobbs over there running the iPad, and Chasten Music is our guest today. Good morning, Chasten.
Good morning, Neva.
It's so good to have you.
Yes, it's good to be here this morning.
Even when I can't be here, I'm always listening, except yesterday we were, you know, pretty much up to our ears and stuff, so I didn't get to listen, but this is a great program. It blesses me every single day. I'm blessed by it and reminded of things that I need to put in my life, or I need to check, or I need to, you know, something. So it's been a great program. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can put it right on our Facebook page, or you can send it to hourofpower32@gmail.com, or you can send it to our texting phone, 580-485-0837. Our Facebook sponsor today is Prophetic Voice Ministries, and we appreciate each one of our sponsors so very much. I think I've covered everything. If I haven't, we'll just play like I have. Would you pray to start us out?
Amen. Absolutely. Dear Father, we're just so grateful and thankful, Lord, for this day that you've blessed us with. Lord, every day is a gift from you. And Lord, we're just thankful for this time that we're able to broadcast your word, Lord, over the air. Lord, we're thankful for our listeners, for those that support, Lord, this great ministry. That's what it is. It's a great ministry. And Lord, we're just we just come, Lord, asking you just to prepare us for this hour, prepare our hearts and prepare our mind, Lord, to receive your word that you have for us today. Pray for those that are watching. If there's a prayer need, prayer request, Lord, I just pray that you just minister to them today. Let us feel your presence and your glory everywhere that we're at today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, I didn't ask you what your title is since I rushed in here at the last second. So what are you talking to us about today?
That's okay. I'm going to talk just for a little bit about the mission of the church.
The mission of the church.
The mission of the church. And there's a great mission and things for us to do in this day and time. And so we're going to talk about that.
You know, I think about missions bit, so. And yesterday is our youth pastor at Cheyenne brought about 15 kids out to start cleaning up. And in Sunday at church, they were talking about you have the opportunity to sow into some of these kids' mission trips where they're going on this year, this summer.
Yes.
And I told the youth pastor yesterday, I said, they didn't even have to leave town to be on mission because, I mean, they got there about probably 8:30 or 9 yesterday. And when they finished cleaning up at our place, they went next door to that neighbor and cleaned the debris out of their yard. And by that time, the insurance people had given them the release to go to the next place, which is a couple that lost everything. I mean, there was just nothing but wads of debris all over the hillside from the Smith kids. And so they worked all day on mission, you know, and were cheerful.
Absolutely. Yes.
And you can do missions lots of places, and it doesn't have to just be hitting people over the head with the Bible.
That's right. And, you know, I'm thankful for our missionaries in other countries.
Absolutely.
And over the seas and their work. And many times that's our mentality when we're thinking of the church and the mission. But like you said, really, missions is sitting in our own backyard more than we realize. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so thankful for that and thankful to be a part of what God is doing.
Amen.
And we're gathering a bunch of supplies, started yesterday and doing it today, a whole trailer full of supplies to take up to Cheyenne.
Oh, are you?
And Hannah, so anyone in need is able to get some supplies and things that they need. So thankful to be a part of that. But yeah, we're gonna look at this for just a few moments this morning. I want to begin in the book of Matthew 28:18-20, and then we'll go into the book of Luke. And so there's these two passages here that just kind of stood out to me. And in Matthew 28:18-20, it reads, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." This is Jesus speaking. "And he said, Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And then I wanted just to read a passage here in Luke 24, verses 45-49. And it reads, "And he opened their understanding, that they might comprehend the scriptures. And then he said to them, Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." And so here what we find is we find Jesus preparing the disciples for his departure, but knowing and realizing that they needed something greater in his absence. It's where we find where the Holy Spirit comes and fills them with the power from on high. And so really where I wanted to begin this morning is I want us to see and really understand the mission of Jesus Christ himself, the mission on why he came to this earth. He was sent to this world by the Father to fulfill a mission. He came, even Scripture tells us that he came to be about his Father's business. And this mission was to demonstrate and to show the love and the compassion of his Father. What better place to begin than to know and understand that Jesus came because the Father loved us. He loved and had compassion for us. He wanted to make a way for us. And it was a mission also to call sinners to a place of repentance. It was a mission to not abolish the old law, but to fulfill the law. Jesus said, "I didn't come to destroy it, but I've come to fulfill it." He came to give hope. He came to give assurance. He came to give abundant life. He said, "I didn't come that you just might have just a mediocre life, but I've come that you might have an abundant life, a life that overflows in joy, a life that overflows in his goodness." And throughout this mission and throughout his ministry, we find throughout Scripture where great miracles were taking place, great miracles were unfolding, and we find where many people began to follow Jesus and listen to his teaching. And I was just thinking about this, you know, the great crowds and those that were following Jesus. You know, people want to be where the excitement is. People want to be where things are unfolding, where things are happening. And we even find in John 7, I didn't give you this verse, John chapter number 7, we find in this chapter where the officers came to the chief priest and to the Pharisees. And in verse 46, the officers made this comment. The officer said this in verse 46 of John 7. They said, "No man ever spoke like this man." They never heard anyone speak the way Jesus spoke. They never heard anyone teach the way Jesus taught. They were completely amazed. And you go and you read this out and kind of study it. The crowds were not just amazed at what Jesus did or what Jesus said, but this is what really amazed them. they were amazed by the amount of power and authority that he operated in. He had a different kind of power and a different kind of authority to operate in that mission.
It's amazing. They recognized that.
Yes.
Praise God they did.
Amen. Amen. You know, there's just kind of, there's sometimes a boldness that comes over you. I remember back in the day, I was somewhat shy. I was kind of quiet, kind of set back, kind of reserved. But you know, when the Lord takes over your life, there's just a newfound power, confidence, and boldness that comes over you.
I knew you and then.
So, you're a witness to that.
Yes.
But it just shows, you know, there's a big difference. There's a big difference in the power and the authority that the world operates in, and the power, the authority that the power of God operates in. There's a heavenly power and a heavenly authority, and it's in a power and authority that can only be given by God. And so man can only give you so much. This world can only give you so much, but it cannot amount to the power and the authority and the boldness and all that the Lord and his Spirit is able to give you. Jesus knew that this mission that he was sent to fulfill was not going to be completed by himself. Jesus Christ was born. He was born to die. He was born as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He was born to die. But he knew that this mission of his Father was to be carried out through his departure. And so this is a mission that continues on. And so Jesus left. He fills them with the power of the Holy Spirit, the boldness, the authority that they need to operate in. And this mission was to be carried out through his disciples. Disciples go, and then this is a mission that must be continued on through the church. And so it's through the death and through the resurrection of Jesus Christ that this mission and that this plan continues to remain alive. It's continuing to be built, and it's continuing to be established today. And so as a believer in Jesus Christ, there's a great mission for us to do, and I'm just thankful that we're a part of it.
Amen.
You know, none of us are exempt, and Jesus could have used, I think about this often, Jesus could have used anything or any person, you know, but he chose to use us. Mm-hmm. He chose us to carry out the mission, which we find this even throughout Scripture, through the lives of the disciples and who the disciples were. They were not elite men. They were not men of great knowledge. Normal fishermen, you know, normal, ordinary men, but God used them in a mighty way. And so none of us are exempt. God can use anybody at any time. If you're born, saved, born again, saved, filled with the with his power, filled with the joy of the Lord, he has great mission and things in place and in store for us to fulfill and do. And I'm just reminded of this, and I say it often, that God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things.
That's right.
And so it's not what we're able to do, but it's what he's able to do in and through our life, through his power and through his authority. It's all through his death and resurrection. Jesus had to die, but he said, you know, even when he died, he said, don't lose heart, mm-hmm. You know, don't give up, don't lose focus, don't lose the sight of the main mission, because it's gonna be better. He said, greater am I gonna be inside of you than he that's in the world. So Jesus knew that it was going to be greater and more powerful for him to be on the inside of us than for him to go hand in hand with us. So through this, we have the authority, we have the duty, we have the responsibility to carry out this great mission of God. Jesus Christ did not die on the cross. He did not rise again. He did not shed his blood on the cross so that we could have a do-nothing mentality. Mm-hmm. And so we have a great responsibility even as a church. And when we're talking about the church, we're not talking about a building. We're not talking about a religion. We're not talking about a denomination. We're talking about people. Mm-hmm. We're talking about people that's had a life transformation by the power of God in and through our life. If we're saved, born again, have that transformation taking place within our heart, then we're part of the church that God wants to build in these end times. Instead of a do-nothing mentality, we must have a do-everything-we-can mentality for the mm-hmm. kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. We must do everything that we can. And how great God can use us.
Amen.
You know, if we're just willing, if we're out there, if we're looking, we can find something to continue to build the kingdom of God. But there's more for us to do. You know, we just can't... you know, we just can't show up and just start checking boxes for our normal week spiritually. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't go to church and just start checking our spiritual boxes. But there's more in store that he wants to do for in and through our life. We're part of the Great Commission. We're part of the Great Commission of God, what he desires to do in and through our life. And there's great things that the Lord is looking for from his people. From the church, there's great things that he wants to accomplish and fulfill and do. We're running out of time. And Jesus is, everything's about to wrap up. Everything that's unfolding and taking place. I mean, we're here at the brink of the coming of the Lord, but there's still great things for us to do and to accomplish. You know, and for followers of Jesus Christ, for us to fulfill until he returns. And so we're getting to the message this morning, as you could say. That was all just preliminary.
Well, it's all been good.
But, you know, but it sets the stage mm-hmm. for what Christ, from the beginning to his departure to where we're at now, it sets the stage for the whole mission and what he desires to do. And so this morning I just want us to look at three things. I want us to look at three things that the Lord has left us with. So he's left, he's departed, he's given us the power, he's given us the authority. There's three things that he's left us with. Number one is he's left us with the mission itself. He's left us with the mission itself. There's a great mission. What is that? What is the mission itself? We've got to love like Jesus loved. We've got to have that same compassion that Jesus had. We've got to tell people about the good news. There's several of these. I'm just going through. Tell people about the good news of Jesus. You know, that he still loves and cares for them, that there's still a place for them. People, you know, I was talking yesterday to a guy in our church, and I said, you know, people just want to know that they're cared for. People want to know that someone cares about them, and they like that connection, that relationship. Mm-hmm. This is not an impossible task for us to do. You know, it's not hard to show kindness and to show love and to show compassion with someone. You know, like the boys and those teen boys and all that's helping in Cheyenne, help cleaning up and stuff. That's displaying love and compassion.
Right. You know, you really realize how much people do love and care about you when something like that happens. Because, you know, we probably had 45 texts yesterday at least, you know, with people at a distance checking on us. I mean, people off that just, I didn't really post anything on Facebook until maybe late Sunday night, just that we, you know, had that storm. But anyway, I was on the news and things like that. And you just really realize how much people do care when, you know, they want to come help, they want to bring you things, they want to feed you, they want to, you know, all these things, all showing the love of Christ.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes you think, you know, Cheyenne, America, you know, small little town, or a lot of these towns are just kind of forgot about. No one knows where they're at. But in reality, a lot of people love and care, and they know exactly where we're at. I was even getting calls yesterday from pastors and evangelist friends of mine from all over different places, just checking in. Are y'all okay? Mm-hmm. Is your family okay? And so it just shows us that we're not forgotten, that we're not left. And God knows what we need. He knows what we need. And so we have the mission itself to just do what Jesus did, just share what he shared. And it's not an impossible task. Jesus has given us the ability. He's given us the skill. He's given us everything that we need to fulfill a mission. And so it goes back to just the gifts, the talents, and the abilities, you know, using those for God to fulfill a mission. No matter what we find ourselves doing, no matter what jobs we do, we must do it all. When we're talking about the mission, we must do it all at the best of our ability for mm-hmm. the glory of God.
That's right.
And so our youth pastor always told us, he instilled with us, he had lots of good words of knowledge, and I say they're excellent words of knowledge and stuff because I can remember them after all these years. So they had to have been good. But he always instilled deeply within us. He said, no matter what job you have, where you're working, what you're doing, you may not like it. You may hate everything about it. But whenever you're doing it, work as you're working unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. Do it to the best of your ability that you can. You know, we're not working unto man, but we're working unto the Lord. And so everything that we're doing unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, and so great opportunities that we have. We have great opportunities to share. But we must have a willing heart to continue in the mission. And I was thinking of a scripture. You know, it says, don't lose heart. You know, don't get discouraged, don't get down, but continue in the work of the Lord. And we must have a willing heart to continue to do the mission and to continue to do the work of the Lord. And so we have the mission itself to accomplish. And then we have the tools. We have all the tools that we need. I'm thankful that he's left us everything that we need mm-hmm. to accomplish every task. And I'll say this, if the Lord calls you to do something, lays it on your heart, he's not just going to throw you out there and say, fend for yourself, but look closely at the task, because our instant mindset, it seems like, when God asks us to do something, we know in our spirit he wants us to do it, but we all automatically go to, I can't do that. I can't accomplish that. And we start having all these thoughts and things that come to our mind, but we must look closely into that and not be too quick to answer, and look closely, and you'll find every tool, you'll find everything that you need. And this is a good one right here. God will also not just give you the tools, but he will also make a way for all the resources.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He'll make a way for all the resources. And so I'm thankful that that the Lord will take care of the bill as well.
That's right.
He'll take care of the bill. But he helps us with the right tools. I'm thankful for the Lord, his tools that he's given us. He's given us his Holy Spirit. He's given us that power on the inside of us, that authority, that boldness, that confidence that we need. And so we have him living on the inside of us. The second thing is we have his word. I'm thankful for the word. It's the inspired word of God. It's mm-hmm. God-breathed. It's the sword of the Spirit. Amen. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's the word. And we also have the armor of God. We have the armor to put on. how important it is that we need the armor of God. We need the armor of God. We need it on our mind, on our heart. Everywhere we go, we need the armor of God. We have access, I like this, we have access to the throne room of God. We have access through prayer to the throne room of God. We're talking about these tools, these spiritual tools that he's given us. You know, if we're building something, if we're in construction and we're building cabinets or we're building countertops or something, we've got to have special tools to use. It's a task. We've got to have them. We've got to have the saws. We've got to have the tape measures. We've got to have these things. But spiritually, when we're talking about the mission of God, what he desires to do and build the church, we've got to have these spiritual tools in our life. They're vital for us to complete and carry out the mission. And so what we can understand with these tools is there's no defects. That's right. There's no defects in the tools. There's nothing. There's no defects in his spirit on the inside of us. There's no defects in the word. There's no defects on the armor that he asks us to put on. The word still works. Amen. It's still powerful.
That's right.
Amen. It still sets captives free. Amen. It still delivers people. It still brings healing to people. We're seeing testimonies of people that's being healed, touched, and restored. There's a young baby in the hospital. It told him just baby Carter, an absolute miracle from God. The doctors came and told the family, prepare for the worst. Basically, give up. Your baby's going to die. Mm. There is no hope. Just turn the machines off. The machine's doing all the work. Turn the machines off. But they refused to accept that report. They continued to pray. We continued to pray. Several people from all over continued to pray and believe for God to do his work and for the miracle. And God began performing it every step of the way. And now baby Carter is almost back to his acting like a normal baby, like his normal self. He is playing. He is smiling. And so there's just a few things that they're trying to get up, some different levels and things, and so that he can be released and go home. And so God's still working. God's still making a way. And so we got to understand that his word still, it's still available. It still works. And the power is still available. We still have the power supply that's connected. The armor of God is still strong. It's stronger than it's ever been. But we've got to apply it onto our life. That's the key. We've got to make it a part of our life to carry out the mission. Like this, the communication lines to the Father is still open. Amen. So when we pray to the Father, those lines of connection to God is still there. You know, we don't have to worry about any cell signal, you know, dropped calls and things like that. They're always open to God. He hears our prayers. He hears our needs.
You know, I was trying to get online in here a while ago, and it asked for my password, and I didn't know it. And you don't have to have a password with God. You just have to.
That's right.
You just have to connect.
Amen. That's it. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, one of these days when we get up there to heaven and we're standing before God, he's not going to ask us for a password.
That's right.
He's going to be looking for our name.
That's exactly right.
In the book. And we're going to be listening for those glorious words. Words that we're looking for. The words that we've lived our whole entire life for. The mission, you know, we're talking about the mission in the church because the Lord says, I'm not going to know you by what you say. I'm not going to know you by what you declare. I'm going to know you by your fruits. I'm going to know you by what's been produced out of your life. But these are the words that we're all looking for as believers. Well done, thy good and thy faithful servant. And so that was just a bonus today. So.
and a nice bonus it was.
It gets us excited. It gets us excited for that. So We're almost already at the halfway point.
You ready to do some prayer requests?
We can do some prayer requests, and then we'll pick back up.
Okay, Tina.